He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, your favorite gadget professor. Welcome, everybody. We have a very interesting episode today with a lot of stuff in it. We have a gadget that works and a gadget that doesn't work. So the first thing we want to do is make sure that everybody is subscribed to the show, thegadgetprofessor.com. You can go in there. You see that burnt umber, orange, whatever color that box is. Just click there, and it will send you the RSS feed. It's going to go automatically to your iPad, iPod, whatever you have that picks up an RSS feed automatically every Thursday night. Also, if you want to email me at any point in time, just go thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I got a lot of email. I'm even going to read some emails today. And of course, when you're on the web page, you want to make sure that you subscribe to the show notes. That's as important as getting the show, because the show notes are going to give you all the URLs that we talk about on a weekly basis. So make sure you have that. And we also want to mention our Gadget Professor's product page, and that's Gadget Professor Promo. Again, that's on my website. There's a link to that. But we have all kinds of offers there that will save you money over the regular discounts. These are specifically for the Gadget Professor family, if you will. Everybody who's watching the show can take advantage of these. We certainly have the Telekin, and we had an email from a gentleman this week that tried to use the code and it didn't work. Fortunately, he emailed me, and I was able to contact the people at Telekin, and they had to rework their website a little bit. But bottom line is, he got saved $50 and got free shipping off that Telekin computer. We also have the iWatch cameras. We've had a great response to that. They work great. So you want to keep tuned to the products page, and if you have any problems ever, make sure that you email me, because I'll be on top of that for sure. So moving right along today, we have an interesting show, as I said. I'm going to talk real briefly about the iPad 3 that's coming out today. And I don't know, I'm not that excited about it. I don't personally have an iPad. Actually, I don't personally even have a tablet. I will eventually, but I still find the form factor slightly uncomfortable for me. I won't buy any tablet without a USB port. So if the iPad 3, I think it's going to be called the iPad HD, doesn't put a USB port, I'm going to be disappointed. And from everything that I'm reading, it still doesn't have a USB port. And I am not a big fan of the interface being forced to use iTunes, but it is what it is. And next week, we'll see what actually, in fact, comes out on the iPad 3. So let's see what happens next week. And today I have an interesting feature, something very unusual for the Gadget Professor. As you know, or may not know, we bring you this show from Scottsdale, Arizona, every Thursday. And over the weekend, I had the good fortune to go to not one, but two rodeos. It's rodeo season, late February, early March. So for all you people back east and around the world that haven't actually seen a rodeo, I was able to take with my Nikon D90 some very short videos of some bull riding, and I have four short clips. And these animals, these bulls are enormous. They weigh about, I don't know, 1,600 pounds, 1,200 pounds. The light ones are 1,000 pounds, and these guys get on them and ride them, and you got to stay on for 8 seconds. And let's take a little look at this clip, Mike, if you could run it. I have four quick clips of the bull riding. So this actually took place in Scottsdale. Mike, you can pull me out of there if you want. I don't want to get near these bulls. So he's out of the gate, and you have to stay on for 8 seconds. That guy was on for about three. And these are pretty vicious animals, as you can see. There's another rider coming up now. None of them made the 8 seconds. And they just get launched from these animals. And it's a lot of fun to go to the rodeo. I get to wear my cowboy hat. The power in those things is just mind-boggling. That guy just got flipped off there. And another guy, that guy was bucking before he even got out of the corral there. Here we got one more quick clip. Hey, we got to break it up for you. I don't know how these guys get up from that. I got to tell you. I think we have one more coming in. You just can't imagine the power in those things. Boom. That shows you some bull riding to give you a flavor of the Wild West out here in Arizona. I thought you would enjoy that. So let's move right on. And this week, I got some email about last week's episode, and I talked about this NEST, the Nest thermostat, which I thought was the coolest thing in the world. And they didn't have one for me to even buy or one for me to review. But I'm in line for one. And interestingly enough, I got an email here. Let's see if we can find it. Here we go, from Ron. And he said part of the shortage, the reason for the shortage is that the Nest thermostat is likely due to a lawsuit, pending lawsuit. Apparently they have infringed on Honeywell's patents. And I could put a link there if you want to read about that. So I think they've straightened that out, because I did get a message this week from the marketing director at Nest that they are available now. But as I mentioned to Ron, who I appreciate the information, by the way, Ron, that it's tough to come up with anything today without infringing on someone's patents. It's tough out there. So while we're on email, I did get an email from Scott Eccleston, and he just wrote me a quick email, which I appreciated, Scott. Love the show. Just wanted to let you know that yesterday I bought a Zoom H4n at Best Buy for $249. It's their new, quote, standard price, and their site still shows it at $299. Well, that's probably one of my all-time number one favorite audio recording devices. That H4n is just unbeatable, feature for feature, pound for pound. That's the best there is, in my opinion. So I hope that you enjoyed that, and that was a great price at $249, believe me. And speaking of emails, I got a long email from Dave, which I won't read the whole thing here because it's quite long, from Dave Miller. And Dave is one of our senior citizens that watched the show, and Dave is 73 years, he's pushing 73. I don't want to rush it, Dave, for you, but he has written me a long letter about him being upset with the telephone companies, the cell phone companies, and how much they're ripping the senior citizens off, and all the things, the features, the data plans that they're rolling in, and how much they're charging him for texting, so on and so forth. And he was quite upset, and he brought up some excellent points. So what I'm going to do for you, Dave, is, as I mentioned to you in my response to the email, is I'm going to research this, because my mother is actually 83 years old, and she's being ripped off by these cell phone companies also. So I'm going to try to find out what technology in terms of phone service, cellular phone service, is out there that that you can use at a reasonable price. So I will get back to you on that. Moving right along here today, keep those emails coming, by the way. We have two pieces of free software. One is called Derek's Boot and Nuke. If you ever go to give someone your computer, or you're giving someone a hard drive for whatever reason, you want to make sure that it's wiped totally clean so no one steals your identity, your tax returns, or whatever else you have on there. Make sure that you zap it and nuke it, essentially, and wipe that drive clean. This is free software, and it will do just that. The URL will be in the show notes. It's called Derek's Boot and Nuke, and this will just wipe that down to the bare bones there. Relatively new piece of software that's quite nice and quite feature-packed, totally free. It's called Editor by Pix. It's pixlr.com. And essentially, you don't need to buy Photoshop. It's not as robust as Photoshop, of course. But you can actually use this software online, upload your photo online, clean it up, save it, and do whatever you want with it. And this is totally free. It's very easy to use. I've used it a couple times during the day. It works well, and it's free. So I would highly recommend that. And now we're going to get to what was going to be the gadget of the day, and that would be on camera two, a quick peek at this. One of our good friends who does our audio recording for us, Warren, many months ago asked me to do a review on a any type of gadget, if you will, the USB plug, whatever, that would hook into the computer and give him TV. So, of course, everything went to digital about 2 years ago at this point. So I've been waiting to find a digital tuner that would hook into the laptop and allow you to watch TV, record it, time record it, things like that. So I came up with this Sabrent USB digital TV ATSC/QAM, and that's digital QAM, an analog device. And what you get in the box is this nice USB stick. This cap comes off, and here's your USB portion that you plug into the computer. And you have a basically an RF connector here. You get this antenna that comes in the box, and this actually pulls up like so, a magnet on the bottom, and the back of this will hook directly into the USB port there like that, and you plug it in. You get a real schnazzy remote control that comes with it. You get an instruction booklet, and you get a very small, actually Mike has it in his computer, I believe, unless it's in the box. Yep, you get a very small CD that loads the software to run this device. So, what we did is we hooked it up to a very good Windows 7 laptop at Toshiba, and immediately when we hooked this in, we had a problem right off the bat, and the problem was kind of stupid. We have one of those little small discs, one of those small CDs, and his laptop is one of those where you slide it in and it automatically sucks the CD or the DVD in. Well, when you have a laptop like that, you don't know where the center is for that thing to mount, so you really can't put it into your laptop, and quite a few laptops have that mechanism. So we were immediately forced right off the bat to take the CD, put it into his desktop computer, and basically drag that onto a stick, and then take the stick and put it into the laptop. You with me so far? So then we went to do the install, and it was a bear to get the software installed. I mean, a bear. I called tech support. They immediately answered from Sabrent. Immediately I talked to Carlos, who was very polite, and what it was asking for was a username and serial number. Well, we looked everywhere, and there wasn't a username or serial number to load the software. Two different pieces of software you got to load. One was Blaze Video, and that's what essentially operates this, and the next one was Total Media by ArcSoft. Well, after about 20 minutes, we finally got the Total Media software to load, and it was not fun. What was it?
Blaze.
Sorry, we got, good thing Mike's here. We got the Blaze software to load, and that allows this to be seen. So it will allow you to scan for digital channels. So we scanned it once, we scanned it twice, we scanned it about five times, and we had a total of zero channels. It didn't pick up one digital channel. I can take a coat hanger, stick it in the back of my TV set, and get about 15 channels right out of the bat. So I was not happy. Then Carlos called me back and emailed me. He was happy to say, I'm going to email you a Total Media username and password. Actually, it was a serial number to get in to use that software. Well, we tried that. We cut and pasted. It didn't work. We tried typing it in. It didn't work. We called Carlos back. We told him that we used this Sabrent stick to try to get in some channels using the Blaze Video. It scanned several times. It got not one channel. The three different serial codes that he sent for the Total Media software did not work. And after 25 minutes of struggling with this device, it didn't work, and I don't have any more patience for it, to be honest with you. You can get these on the net between $15 and $25. It's worth zero to me because it, quite frankly, doesn't work. It's great that they had technical support. He didn't even know how it worked. So I would avoid these types of technologies, at least until I find one that works. But I was very unhappy with this Sabrent USB Digital TV ATSC QAM Analog Digital Tuner. Bottom line, folks, it don't work. So that took care of the gadget of the day. But the gadget professor had a birthday last week, and my dear daughter bought me this, and we'll get a close up of that. And being the geek guy that I am, this is a a watch, but it also does something else. It's actually a Bluetooth watch. So what happens is when Mike's going to give me a call, you will actually see this light up on the bottom, and Mike's dangling me now. While he's doing that, I'm going to hold my cell phone over here. So here's the cell phone, and here's the watch, and Mike's dialing me up now. There's my phone, and right there, I can see Mike's name and the phone number. And what I do now is if I want to accept the call, I just push this bottom button, and I got Mike on the other end of my phone. And if I wanted to disconnect, I hit the top button. So that's how this device works. The other thing that it does that I love is it vibrates. So if I put my speaker off, turn my speaker off on my cell phone, and have it vibrate, or just turn the speaker off totally, and I have my watch on, this will do two things. One, it will light up, but even better than that, it vibrates. So I can actually feel this vibrating on my wrist, and because the Gadget Professor is sometimes deaf, can't hear, especially if I'm in a mall, I can't hear the phone ring, believe it or not, but this watch will vibrate on my wrist, and if I look at it, I can see the phone number and the caller ID, if I have that with that particular caller, light up in a light blue neon light, easy to read even without glasses. And what's nice about that is I have the ability to say top button, I don't want the call, and reject it, or I can click the bottom button and the phone will answer. Obviously I've got to reach in my pocket or wherever I have the cell phone and say hello, but it saves you the time of digging it out if you want to answer the call, and there might be, you know, a second or two delay before you get the phone in your ear. But it's a great watch. It's been working for 2 days now, no issues with it. You get a little box, and inside the box you get a charger. The charger is very weird. I've never seen anything like it. This part obviously plugs into the wall, but Mike, if we can get a close-up of this. This is the actual piece that charges the watch. And on the back of the watch, there's two little terminals right there. You can see them. And what happens is this actually squeezes onto the watch like so. And that's what it looks like, and that's how it actually charges. It works. There's no issues with it. It's just a strange configuration. But I would have sooner seen a little plug in there, like a mini USB plug. But that said, it works real well. The watch is a handsome-looking watch, and I'm sure it does three or four other things. I'm not sure how to do them. And the reason for that is there's no instructions with the watch. None. Zip. Nada. So I called ThinkGeek, which is where we got the watch from, and on their website there was a two-sheet instruction list that I actually typed out. It tells you how to boot it up, how to, you know, marry your phone to the Bluetooth, which is pretty simple. It doesn't go through feature by feature what it will do, so when I get some time, I'll try to see what else it does. But it logged on to the, it hit the Bluetooth in 10 seconds, and it actually said Droid X, so it's very easy to pair the two up. It's not hard at all. I think it's really functional. It's great. It's a great gadget for sure. It keeps time. Not a bad looking watch, but the functionality that it brings to you in terms of seeing who's calling before you have to get your phone is great. If you're at a business meeting or you're with someone and you have your phone on vibrate, no one knows the phone's ringing, but you actually can glance down at the watch now and see who's calling and decide to reject it or take the call. So I like it a lot. So you can purchase this watch at ThinkGeeks. You can go to their website and just Google, not Google, but when you're on their website, just go Bluetooth watch and this will pop right up. It's $79.99 and it works real well. It's a really cool gadget. I like it a lot. And if you're looking for something to get someone who has everything, this digital watch may just do it. When I say digital, it's digital for caller ID and for the phone number. The watch itself is analog, just so we're clear on that. It's not heavy, it has a leather band, and so far I kind of like it, and I'm definitely going to be using it, especially when you're at the theater or something. You don't want to disrupt people. You can at least see who's calling, and again, you have that ability to take the call or not take the call, so I like that a lot. So that will wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor, and we'll see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.